This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time now for Wisconsin Life, and this month a look at faith here in Wisconsin. For a community of Benedictine nuns in Dane County, going green isn't just a fad. It has roots dating back 1,500 years.
My name is Sister Mary David Walgenbach. I'm prioress of Holy Wisdom Monastery on the outskirts of Middleton, Wisconsin. We are an ecumenical Benedictine community of sisters. We are open to people of any religious tradition. We're one of the first in North America to have an ecumenical monastery for women. Benedict lived in the 6th century, and he was the first one to write a rule for people living the common life. So a Benedictine means you join a community, you take a promise of stability, you put roots in a place, down in a place, and you stay there. You have a relationship with creation, relationship with the people you live with and the people you serve. So that's where our care for the land comes. Now and forever. I came in 1958, so I've been here a while. The sisters live in a house at the edge of the woods. We have 4 miles of walking trails, and we take walks in the woods so I know where the owls nest. We know where the fox walks. I know where those wildflowers are going to bloom first. Because I've lived on this place for so many years. So now we have 2 buildings. We took down our larger building that was used as a school, and we built a new green building in 2009. We have geothermal. We have solar panels on the roof. This building is pretty much off the grid. We're the biggest user of solar power for Madison Gas and Electric. I've done what I've been called to do. I hope there will be women after me, and we will continue to pass that tradition on of caring for the land. You look at the 1,500-year tradition of Benedictine life in the world. That's what happens. People come, they die at the place, and a new group comes, and it repeats.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
Joining us now to tell us more about the Holy Wisdom Monastery in Middleton is Sister Lynn Smith, Director of Formation at Holy Wisdom. Sister Lynn, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So how would you describe the overall mission of the Holy Wisdom Monastery?
Oh, we say our mission is weaving prayer, hospitality, justice, and care of the earth into a shared way of life. We, here at the monastery, this is the home of our sisters' community. We also have a number of other ecumenical Benedictine communities around us that participate in this mission with us.
Now, you mentioned care of the earth. Can you tell us more about how that plays out in the grounds there and in your day-to-day lives?
Yes. We have about 115 acres of land that we have restored to native upland prairie. We also have a small 10,000-year-old glacial lake that we dredged in the late 90s. That helps filter water runoff from a local neighborhood. to keep the water from going directly into Lake Mendota with its silt and other chemicals. We have large vegetable gardens that we tend that provide our vegetables for the community and also for retreatants throughout the summer. We also have some woods and apple orchards on the property.
Now, the piece also mentioned the solar power capabilities you have. There are also some geothermal settings that you're working with. Can you talk about some of those different projects that involve alternative energy?
Yes. We have 463 solar panels on our couple of buildings at the monastery here. And in 2014, with the addition of those panels, we provide about 60% of the monastery building's energy use. And as Sister Mary David said in her interview, we were Madison Gas and Electric's largest solar customer when we put those solar panels on the building. We also have 39 geothermal wells under our parking lot, and they help provide heating and cooling for our building. We've got the fluid runs through the floors, pipes in the floors, and heats up the floors and in the winter, and that helps keep down heating costs in the winter.
You said that care of the earth is part of your mission. Why do you see it as that in the Benedictine tradition?
Oh, it's because Benedictine communities make a promise of stability. And part of that means we stay together as a community and we stay in one place. And that staying in one place develops a real intimate connection with our local place where we live, and that includes the land as well as the larger community around us. You know, we spend so much time on the land, walking, working in the gardens, working in the prairie, time for reflection, time for prayer there. I found in my own life, it feels like the land is part of our community. I have this really deep and close connection to it. And that's where our caring for it flows from.
So do you feel like the land itself informs or is a partner in some way in your faith?
Oh, I think so, yes. There is some early monk, I'm afraid I don't know the name, who said that there were two books of Revelation. The first book was creation. The second book were scriptures. We can look at creation and learn about the divine, learn about God from all that we see around us, which is a creation of God. So we learn, for instance, God likes diversity. Look at the number of trees and the number of prairie plants and the different variety of birds. It's just a marvel.
We're talking right now with Sister Lynn Smith, Director of Formation at Holy Wisdom Monastery in Middleton. We're learning about the bond between the faith of the Benedictine community there and the land that they are caretakers for. And I wonder, how open is your facility, the Benedictine Monastery, to the public, and how do they come and use it?
Yes. Oh, there are many ways that people can participate with us here. They can come on a personal retreat. They could bring a group and come out on a retreat. We have a worshiping community that's ecumenical that worships together at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. Anyone is welcome to participate in that. We have a group called Friends of Wisdom Prairie that is especially concerned with working on the land and learning about the land. People can come and participate in those work days, join the group, go on their outings, and participate in their educational events. We have a group called Oblates, who are like associates of the monastery. Those are people who are interested in learning Benedictine spirituality and living it and having support for living it out in their daily lives. Right now, we have an art exhibit from David Giffey, Icons by David Giffey. People can just come out to the monastery building during business hours and view that art.
Well, Sister Lynn, thank you so much for joining us today and telling us about it.
Thank you so much.
That was Sister Lynn Smith, Director of Formation at Holy Wisdom Monastery in Middleton.